The Islamic Revolution leader says the most pressing issue in the region is the question of Palestine. Passion of the Merciful. Hello and a very warm welcome to Jami Jam Network News, coming to you live from Tehran. Stay with us. Today's Friday prayers were led by leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Addressing the worshippers, the leader urged the faithful to take lessons from the demeanor and lifestyle of Imam Ali, whose martyrdom anniversary is just around the corner. Elsewhere in the remarks, Ayatollah Khamenei touched upon the Iranian nation's resistance against enemy conspiracies since the very beginning of the Islamic Revolution, adding Iranians have always managed to foil enemy plots. The leader reiterated the most pressing issue in the region is the question of Palestine, adding when Zionist hollow power was shattered when confronting the Lebanese resistance movement, they ratcheted up the pressure on defenseless Palestinians in Gaza. Iranian Foreign Minister Manoucher Mottaki has arrived in New York for the upcoming UN General Assembly session. During his trip, the top Iranian diplomat will also take part in the meetings of the foreign ministers of Group 77, the Organization of the Islamic Conference, OIC, the Economic Cooperation Organization, ECO, and Group 15. Also on Mottaki's agenda are meetings with the Secretary Generals of the Arab League and the OIC, as well as last phase of Iran's major air defense exercises has been successfully carried out. The maneuvers featured asymmetrical warfare tactics and drills to counter electronic moves, among other things. Commander of a major Iranian airbase, Brigadier General Ahmad Mighani, said the maneuvers were a show of force by Iranian defense units as well as experts in the air industry sector. He said 90% of the mock enemy's flying targets were shot down during the drills. Airstrike killed 8 family members near the Iraqi city of Tikrit on Friday. The pre-dawn helicopter raid occurred in the village of Al-Dawar. The 8, including 5 men and 3 women, were killed when their home was struck in the attack. Witnesses said the attack came after U.S. troops surrounded the compound. The U.S. military, when contacted, said it was looking into the reports of the strike.
در آستانه لیالی پربرکت قدر نماز جمعه تهران با شکوه معنوی فراوان به امامت حضرت آیت الله خامنه ای رهبر انقلاب اسلامی و با حضور انبوه مؤمنان روزه‌دار در دانشگاه تهران و خیابان‌های اطراف برگزار شد.